Why don't more people get hit by falling space debris? The good news is that you didn't get clobbered by China's Tiangong-1 space station when it fell to Earth on April 1st. The not-so-good news is that there's a lot more space junk where that came from. All the same, you can take off your hard hat because your odds of getting conked are vanishingly small. At any moment, there are more than 500,000 pieces of space debris orbiting Earth. Some are no bigger than a millimeter or two. Others, like Tiangong-1, which was the size of a school bus, are a potential menace. Left to themselves, the majority of satellites eventually tumble out of orbit. The principal cause is drag from the faint wisps of atmosphere that reach into what we consider the vacuum of space. The lower a spacecraft orbits, the more it feels these atmospheric fingers, and the less far it has to fall in the first place before beginning its final flaming dive. Making things worse, the atmosphere subtly expands and contracts in response to solar activity. The drag it exerts on any orbiting spacecraft can thus unpredictably increase or decrease, making it hard for NASA or other agencies to predict precisely where the spacecraft will land. Worse, derelict spacecraft often tumble, causing the face and thus the surface area they present to the atmosphere to change constantly, adding one more X factor to the trajectory equation. One of the reasons none of this typically presents a danger is that when satellites reach the end of their useful lives, they can be deorbited in a controlled way, sent on suicide dives to the middle of the ocean. It's when something goes wrong, when communications are lost or thruster fuel is exhausted, that re-entry becomes a crapshoot. That's what happened when NASA's Skylab space station tumbled to Earth in 1979, and it's what happened with Tiangong-1, too. Even in those situations, the odds are very much on safety's side. Roughly 70% of Earth's surface is water, and much of its landmass is unpopulated. Some of Skylab's debris did rain down on land, but in a sparsely populated desert. The little town of Esperance, Australia, got some debris to exhibit in its local museum, along with a display of the $400 check it received in payment of a mostly playful highway littering fine it imposed on the U.S., but no one was injured. If you're still worried, take comfort in some numbers. In the long history of spaceflight, only one person has ever got on the wrong side of a piece of falling space junk. And that was Lottie Williams of Tulsa, Oklahoma, who was struck on the shoulder by a piece of a Delta II rocket in 1997. She was unhurt. According to the Aerospace Corporation, a nonprofit group that tracked Tiangong-1's fall, the likelihood of an individual being hit by space debris is less than 1 in 1 trillion. The European Space Agency pegs the odds even longer. It says getting struck by lightning is 10 million times as likely as the 1 in 300 trillion odds of being hit by space debris.